Trip to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
No more pencils. No more books. No more tea. Hello, Miss Landers.
Well, Richard, you seem quite happy that Friday's the last day of school.
Well, you know how it is, Miss Landers.
I think I do. I was in the fourth grade once.
No fooling, Miss Landers?
That's right.
Gee, it's kind of hard to figure you getting yelled at by a teacher.
Well, I had my share of scolding.
Miss Landers, should I throw this away?
That can't be yours, Beaver. Where did it come from?
I don't know. It was in my locker when I got it last fall.
I think it would be safe to throw it away. Now, when you boys finish, you come into the classroom.
Yes, Miss Landers.
Look, Kathleen. Pigs are cleaning out their pig pen.
Hey, Judy, is that your own face or you're breaking in for a witch?
That's not so funny.
Not as funny as your face.
Beaver.
Why, Beaver, are you sticking your tongue out at Judy?
Well, no, Miss Landers. I was just giving it some air.
All right. Everyone in the classroom. Come
on. Hey, Mom, tomorrow's the last day of school. Hey, Dad, how come you ain't standing up?
Because I'm in a hurry, Beav.
I guess the food goes down faster that way, huh, Dad?
Yeah, I guess so.
What do you want for school, Beaver?
Well, you see, Mom, tomorrow's the last day of school, and we're going to have a little party. And we'll all bring a present for Miss Landers. Only thing is, they shouldn't cost too much, so it won't look like we're giving the teacher payola.
I think your mother can find something that'll avoid the suggestion of bribery.
Say, Mom, Hey, Dad, how come you're even standing up?
This way, the food goes down faster.
That was me.
Well, bye, dear.
Bye.
Father.
Just think, Beaver. Tomorrow is the last day of school.
Boy, that's a jip. We gotta stick around a whole extra week and watch the crummy seniors graduate.
Don't worry, Wally. One of these days you'll be a crummy senior, and they'll have to stay around once you graduate.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Hey, Mom, would you get Miss Landers something kind of nice? She's not only a good teacher, she's a pretty good guy, too.
You know something, Mom? I think the Beaver's stuck on his teacher.
Well, I am not. Well, I was stuck on her the first year I had her. But now I just like her. Like I like Mom.
Now, isn't that a sweet thing for you to say, Beaver?
He knows it's sweet of him, too, Mom. Don't worry.
Boy, it sure seems funny how to clean lockers, huh, Gilbert?
Yeah. After we cleaned them out yesterday, the janitor must have sprayed them with something. They don't smell like they did.
Yeah, now they smell like when my mom cleans a sink.
Hey, Beaver, what are you getting Miss Landers for a present?
Well, I don't know. I'm leaving that up to my mom. What are you getting her?
Well, I saw a fountain pen in the drugstore yesterday for 59 cents. Well, I figure if it leaked on her, she'd get mad at me.
Yeah. What are you getting her?
I don't know, but my dad said to take it easy because I might change schools next year.
You're really going to change schools?
Nah, but my dad always tells me that when I ask him for money.
Yeah. I wonder what that creepy Judy Henson is getting, Miss Landers.
She's giving her perfume that smells like roses.
I wonder if it's all right to give a teacher something to make her smell like a rose.
Sure, they got as much right as anybody to smell like a rose.
Hey, Richard. What do you get
that, Miss Landers?
Well, I'm getting her a frog to hold on her papers.
A real frog?
Nah, an iron frog. A real frog would just jump around.
I forgot my key.
What are you doing home in the middle of the morning?
Oh, well, I left in such a hurry this morning, I forgot my briefcase.
Oh, it's in on the coffee table.
Oh.
Dear, now that you're home, why don't you have lunch here?
Oh, I'd love to, dear, but Fred Rutherford invited me to lunch at the Hampshire House.
Fred Rutherford? Isn't that overgenerous of him?
Well, I was on the phone to the New York office all morning, and he's just anxious to find out if I learned anything special.
Well, did you?
No, but I'm not going to tell him that until after lunch.
Always teasing that poor old Fred.
Oh, say, June, did you get Beaver's present for Miss Landers?
Oh, I was just going to call the store. I thought some handkerchiefs would be a nice middle-of-the-road gift.
Yeah, fine.
Dear, are you going to kiss me goodbye?
Well, all right, but I kissed you once this morning already.
Speak to Louise, please. Hello, Louise. This is June Cleaver. I'm fine, thank you. Say, Louise, I need some handkerchiefs. Oh, about a half a dozen. That'll be fine. Oh, Louise. Louise, remember those two nylon slips I bought last week? Well, would you send me another one? Yes, the same size. Good. Oh, and would you put them in separate packages? I want the handkerchiefs gift wrapped. All right. Thanks so much. Bye.
Oh, hi, Beef.
Hi, Wally.
Hey, where's Mom and Dad?
I don't know. My breakfast was down here by itself when I came in.
Yeah. Mine's here, too.
It's like the Three Bears, Wally. Spooky.
No, it's not spooky. They probably just went upstairs to get something.
Hi, boys.
Hello, fellas.
Hi, Mom.
Well, I see you found your breakfast.
Yeah, where you guys been?
Oh, I just went upstairs to get my purse and gloves.
Beaver said you guys ran off and deserted us.
I did not. I just said it was spooky.
No, your mother's going to take me down to the office this morning. She wants to use the car today. Come on, dear.
Hey, Mom, did you get my present, Miss Landers?
Oh, yes, Beaver. It's in on the hall table. Now, look, I want both of you boys to finish your breakfast. And, Wally, will you see that this back door is locked?
Dear.
Mom, what is it?
Beaver, you come right home after school, too.
Dear, I have an appointment at the office.
Oh,
certainly.
All right, dear, all right. See you later, boys.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to get my present from Miss Landers. Here's a present.
Yeah, it looks kind of big.
Wonder what's in there.
Well, what difference does it make? It's supposed to be a surprise, isn't it?
It's supposed to be a surprise for Miss Landers. It's not supposed to be a surprise for me. But why'd she like to know what's in there?
Well, here, let me see it. I think if you slip the ribbon off this end, you can open it and put it back on again.
Hey, Wally, where'd you learn that?
At Christmas time, when I used to be a kid.
Whatever it is, it's pink.
Yeah, it's got some kind of lace on it.
Boy, Beaver, it's a slip.
That's some kind of lady's underwear, isn't it?
Sure, it's some kind of lady's underwear.
Gee, Wally, I can't give Miss Leonard's underwear in front of the whole class.
Well, maybe you could. You're just a little kid.
Yeah, but I'm not that little a kid.
Yeah, I guess you're not. Boy, it's a lucky thing you opened this. What would you have done if Miss Landers would have held that up in front of the whole class?
Guess I would have died.
What are you going to do? It's the only present you got.
Guess I'll have to run away to Mexico for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but you better go to school first. You don't want to go getting yourself in all kinds of trouble.
She's not going to give it to her.
Hey, Beaver, maybe you could take the card off it and give it to her anonymously.
Hey, why? That's a good idea. Nah. Then I'd be the only kid without a present, and she'd know I was anonymous. Hey, Wally, you drank my milk, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm sorry. If I would have known this was going to happen to you, I wouldn't have done it.
Judy, that's a lovely bottle of perfume, isn't it, class?
Yes, Miss Landers.
You're only supposed to use a little at a time because it's so expensive.
Well, remember that, Judy.
Did you like my fountain pen, Miss Landers?
Why, it's very nice, Gilbert.
You can smear a whole piece of paper with butter and then write a letter on it.
Well, that's wonderful, isn't it, class?
Yes, Miss Landers.
You know how to work my present, Miss Landers?
Well, not exactly, Whitey.
You put it on your head like this. Then you punch at it. This here so won't hit you in the nose. Of course, it wouldn't hurt if it did hit you in the nose, but this here so won't hit you in the nose.
I see. That was very sweet of you. And I want to thank all of you for your presents.
Oh, except Beaver. He didn't bring any.
Oh, well, Beaver gave me a very nice present. A picture of our capital in Washington.
That wasn't a real present. That was just some old postcard somebody wrote to his mother.
Well, it's the thought that counts. And now I have a surprise for all of you. We're all going to the cafeteria, and we're going to have ice cream and cake.
Oh, wait.
Now come along quietly, children.
Hey, Beav, what happened? You spend your money on candy or something?
Dry up, will you, Whitey?
Can't tell me to dry up. I'm your pal.
Dry up anyway.
Hi there.
Well, hi. I was going to go down to the office and pick you up as soon as I finished this.
Well, my brother forgave me a ride home.
Oh.
Yeah, he left the office early today. He had to stop by the doctor's to pick up his boy Lumpy.
Lumpy sick?
No, he cut his mouth playing clarinet in the school band.
Well, how could he do that?
Well, it seems the band was practicing for the graduation parade. And they made a quick turn, and Lumpy marched into a brick wall.
I suppose that could only happen to a Rutherford.
Any of our offspring around?
Well, Beaver isn't. His class is having a little party to celebrate the last day of school.
Well, when I was a kid, we used to celebrate the last day of school by taking our shoes off. And we never put them on again for the rest of the summer.
Now, Ward, don't you go telling the boys that kind of stories.
What kind of stories, Dad?
Oh, stories about me running around barefooted when I was a boy.
Yes, Wally, and I don't want you doing things like that.
Oh, I guess that's too much fun, huh, Dad?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Hey, where's the Beaver?
Not home yet.
Well, gee, I thought he'd be home crying a long time ago.
Why would he be home crying?
Oh, well, heck, I don't know. Well, you know how kids his age are. They'll cry about a lot of stuff. Well, I gotta be going now. I'm gonna go mess around.
Ward, the way Wally's talking,
You think something's going on we don't know about?
Dear, when you have children, there's always something going on you don't know about.
Well, what are we going to do about it?
There's nothing you can do. Just have to sit tight and wait for the explosion.
Come in. Why, Theodore, I thought all you boys and girls went home.
Yes, Miss Landers. All us boys and girls went home except for me.
Did you want something?
Well, I started to go home, but then I came back because I wanted to talk to you.
What about?
Well, that present I gave you, that was just an old postcard that somebody sent my mother.
Well, it was nice of you anyway, Beaver.
Well, I wanted to explain why I didn't get you a real present. It's not that kind I don't like you, or I'm a rat or anything.
Oh, well, I know that.
You see, my mother was going to buy you a present, but something happened.
Well, maybe your mother was busy and didn't have time to go shopping.
Yeah, that's what happened. She's been busy being sick.
Sick? Is it anything serious?
Oh, no, it's just pneumonia.
Pneumonia? Oh, what, Beaver, that's very serious.
Oh, it's not the diet kind of pneumonia. It's just the kind of one that you go shopping.
Oh, that kind of pneumonia. Was there something else you wanted to tell me?
No, Miss Landers. Miss Landers, there is something else.
Oh?
Yeah. I want to tell you I was just making all that junk up.
Well, I thought perhaps you were, Beaver.
Well, I got you a present, and it's in my empty locker. But I was too scared to give it to you.
Well, why, Beaver?
On account of it's... underwear.
Underwear?
It's ladies' kind of underwear. A slip.
A slip?
Well, yeah. And it's got strings and lace and gee, heck, my mother bought it for you.
Well, I guess that would have been kind of embarrassing in front of the class.
It would have been embarrassing just in front of me.
I think I understand, Beaver. And don't you worry about it. And thank you very much for your postcard.
Well, Miss Landers, that thing we were talking about, I guess it's kind of nice. My mom bought it for you and everything. It's outside my empty locker.
Well, would you like to go and get it now?
Oh, no. I was just thinking, after I leave the building, it wouldn't be too embarrassing for me if you went and got it.
All right, Beaver. And you have a nice vacation.
Thank you, Miss Landers. You have a nice vacation, too.
Ward?
Yeah, I'm in here, dear.
Oh, Ward, look. I just opened this package from Foreman's, and look what I found.
They look like handkerchiefs to me.
Well, of course they're handkerchiefs. They were supposed to be gift wrap for Beaver to take to Miss Landers.
Well, Beaver took a package this morning. There was one on the hall table.
Well, I know, dear, but the store mixed them up. What he took this morning was the slip I ordered.
June, you mean our son went happily off to school this morning with a slip for his teacher tucked under his arm?
It was a very lovely slip.
Well, I'm afraid you missed the point. Can you imagine Beaver's feelings when Miss Landers opened it in front of the whole class?
Oh, dear. It must have been awful.
Well, awful's hardly the word for it. No wonder he's late getting home. I wouldn't be surprised if he never comes back.
But, Ward, he's going to blame me for it.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, Beaver, you poor dear, you little darling.
Hey, Mom, it's just me.
I want you to know, Beaver, it wasn't my fault.
No, Beaver. Your mother got some handkerchiefs from Miss Landers, but somehow the boxes got mixed up.
It was just a mistake.
Yeah, Mom. I kept telling myself you wouldn't do this to me. Now I'm sure glad I can believe what I was saying.
Oh, I'm going to call up Miss Landers, and I'm going to explain the whole thing to her.
No, Mom. Well, I don't want you to do that.
Well, do you want me to do it?
Gee, Dad, no, I don't want you talking underwear to my teacher either.
Well, Beaver, I think someone should call her up and straighten this out.
Well, gee, Dad, me and Miss Landers already got it straightened out. Trying to straighten it out again just might mess it up.
All right, Beaver. Well, he got himself involved in a real mix-up, didn't he?
Yes. And when he left this morning, he was looking forward to a happy, carefree day.
I guess it's pretty hard to have a happy, carefree day when you're Beaver's age. About the only way to really guarantee it is to stay away from adults.
Sure to meet Mom.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened in school today?
Nothing much.
What do you mean, nothing much? This morning you were afraid to go on account of the present. You said you were going to run away to Mexico for the rest of your life.
That was this morning.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd really go through with it.
Running away to Mexico only looks good when you're in trouble.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, Wally, where are the kids in Mexico say they're going to run away to?
Oh, I don't know. They probably got someplace. Come on, will you, Beaver? Hey, what's the idea of you just sitting there and staring at me?
I can stare at you if I wanna.
Are you just doing that because I gotta go to school and you don't?
That's right. It makes me feel real neat.
Okay. Okay, but just wait till school starts up again. Then you gotta go 2 days before I do. I'm just gonna lie around in bed and watch you go to school.
Okay, you can be a rat then, but I'm having fun being a rat now.
See you later, Beef.
See you, Wally.
What parents would force a young child to stare at a plate of Brussels sprouts for hours on end? June and Ward Cleaver. Up next, see how Mommy and Daddy Dearest administer their brand of discipline in episode 118, coming up on TV Land.